to the Internet Advisor. Once again, your hosts, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
Well, as you may have heard me say on a weekly basis, it's time for MI Tech News Headlines with Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Mike joins us on a weekly basis to share an example of some of the headlines that are available to you through MI Tech News about Michigan's entrepreneurial landscape, about technology that's going on in our fair state. And Mike, thank you again for joining us here on our weekly basis on the Internet Advisor.
Thanks, Foster. We also throw in a dash of politics and general business news as well, if I think it was really relevant to what folks in my industry should know about.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about some of those headlines today. One of them that, as a matter of fact, I was listening to you with John Kelly, am I right? The head of
Automation.
Tom Kelly.
Yeah.
The head of Automation Alley, about Integrate 8, and it's going to be featuring Industry 4.0 manufacturing. That's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yeah, on November 9th, very soon, actually. And Tom is really big in this area. One of the things he wants to do, he's the new Automation Alley executive director, been there 18 months or so. And he's really into, because we're a big industrial state, a lot of his clients are manufacturers. So he wants to make sure that everyone's focused on all the really cool technology and what it's doing to what once was a really dirty kind of low-tech environment. Geez, modern manufacturing is like going into a clean room in Silicon Valley sometimes. I mean, it's just amazing how much it's changed.
Yes.
So this conference, he's bringing in folks from around the world who are going to talk about a lot of these issues like cybersecurity, big data, Internet industrial things, and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's coming up, and there's, you're still selling tickets, and you get fed, and it's not a bad deal, right? Downtown at the Rensen. And if, ironically, the same day, Tycon is going on, and Tycon is used to be the Indus Entrepreneurs. Now it's Talent Innovation and Entrepreneurs or whatever. But it's a lot of Indian Americans and Asian Indians, but there are also a lot of other folks there. But that's what Thai is. It's for entrepreneurs from South Asia. But they're having the same event at the same place. So you go to the Rensen, you can go to two conferences for the price of one.
It sounds great. All right. Another headline I saw in there is that, and it sounds like a good one for us, is our state technology job prospects in Southeast Michigan keep on growing. Unemployment is at a 16-year low right now.
Yep, 3.8%. Now, it's a good news, bad news story. It's a great story, if you have the skills to get these jobs. For instance, nursing is the number one job on the list. A lot of nurses, as you know, get burned out. You know, it's a really intense way to make a living. Sometimes after 5 or 10 or 20 years, they say, can't handle it anymore. So there's an incredible nurses shortage. That's number one on the list.
Wow.
But there's also other things that sort of surprising. Heavy tractor trailer truck drivers are number two on the list. Software developers, sales representatives, and retail salespeople round out the list. So technology is only one, but each one of these requires a particular skill. Obviously,
yeah.
Nursing, you have to have all that nursing training. Truck driver, you just can't jump in the cab. I can do it, and drive off with a truck. You got to have training for that.
Right.
So that's the whole thing. There's lots of jobs, but it's, you know, if you don't have the skills, you can't get the jobs.
I wonder with the truck driving in particular, because some of the things we're seeing of that are going on in Europe where they're using self-driving trucks,
yeah.
If that might not also be affecting people thinking about going into that particular field.
Well, yeah, and actually that's one of the big threats to that particular industry is because that's using like what the Army's been experimenting with,
yeah.
Where they have a tractor trailer that has a Wi-Fi connection or whatever it is, Bluetooth, I'm not sure exactly what they use, that sends that signal back to the trailers that are being pulled along, as it were, in this caravan, but there's no drivers in any of those trailers. So the Army's already experimenting with it. In Europe, they're already experimenting with it. It's just a matter of time because it saves the trucking companies so much money.
Yeah, exactly. But in terms of nursing, I know I have a granddaughter who is in nursing school right now at Oakland University, and more power to her for that, that there's a real shortage there looking for some good people. Yep. This other highlight I want to talk about is kind of a fascinating one because it's a video element that you have. You've added in the last year these special interviews that you do with people in different industries. And this particular one, you filmed with Dr. Pamela Boyers, University of Nebraska. She's with the University of Nebraska's Medical School.
Right.
And she talked about how virtual reality and augmented reality are being used in training doctors in Omaha.
Yeah, so that essentially they learn their craft in the digital world. It's a whole lot better than giving them a surgical knife and have them cut into a body and, whoops, I'm sorry. So they can practice, as it were, in the digital world, master their craft. And then when they, and of course, they're being observed by these other doctors and professionals to make sure they're doing it right.
Right.
And it's and what they're doing, too, is they're building a facility there in Omaha where they're going to pull in all the healthcare practices together, the nurses, the doctors, the technicians, so they learn to work as a team in these digital worlds. And you're wearing, with AR and VR, you're wearing goggles. I mean, VR is, you're totally immersed in whatever the world is, and AR is Pokemon Go, where you're seeing the real world and then superimposed computer images, and they're using both. And then I also shot an interview with a doctor from the University of Michigan where they're beginning to experiment with that for training, too. But that's the whole point, is AR and VR going forward, you know, technicians will be trained with this. Mechanics will be trained with this.
Yep.
Because you can, it's right there. You learn very quickly. The computer is coaching you. It's like having your own digital tutor, as it were.
Wow. That is fascinating. Now, Mike, you are this whole field of video is really growing. It was interesting. We were just talking with our first guest in this hour. Sophie Boudreau is with the Only in Your State franchise of writing about Only in Michigan or Only in Detroit. And she was talking about how they are moving towards video now as well. This is something that people are picking more up on. She talked about using Facebook Watch. Is that something that you've heard about?
I don't know much about it. I got to admit that I'm still kind of getting into it. We use YouTube and Vimeo, and I use regular. I don't use. Well, sometimes I record on my smartphone, but typically I have lots of camera gear, and so I'm shooting it with professional cameras, and then allows me to edit it better because then I have software that allows me to edit all these different films.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, we're doing shorties. We're trying to do. We did a lot of studies on that. 2-3 minutes is as long as you want to go.
Right.
Typically,
right.
Sometimes if it's really compelling, 5 minutes. So we shoot all this stuff. We produce it. And what it is I reluctantly was dragged into this, but my advisor said, you know, 2018, 70%, 80% of what moves on social media will be video, and you got to get in front of this, not behind it, right?
Wow.
So that's what we did. We made this decision a little over a year ago to go into video, and we're doing it more and more. And now people are approaching us about doing private projects, which is a lot more lucrative than news videos.
Sure.
But I learned a lot about how to do it, and then we feature that a lot.
That's excellent. Mike Brennan, by the way, the editor of MI Tech News, is with us. Mike, you've come a long way from working with the Free Press and doing tech coverage there to now being the master of all these different technologies that you deliver with MI Tech News.
Everything but paper. I gave up the paper fix a long time ago and moved into a different world. Which is what I warned the Free Press was going to happen, having been covering technology now for 38 years. I always said we have to be communications people, not newspaper people, and they didn't like to hear that. I was a heretic, right?
You know, Yeah, well, they're paying for not paying attention to the people they considered heretics. In any case, Mike, thanks so much for being with us. And folks, all you need to do is go to internetadvisor.net and scroll down the page, and you'll see Mike's smiling face down there along with the headlines we've been talking about. Click on that, and there's a place you can subscribe yourself. And subscribing is really rather simple. All you do is go to mitechnews.com if you like and send us an email with your address in there. And it costs how much, Mike?
Not a thing. We're not the New York Times, so we don't charge a subscription fee. hopefully all the advertisers continue to stay on board. Plus, we do things on the side, you know, to raise cash.
Cause sure.
Running a news operation is a lot more expensive than one might think.
Yes.
Been doing it for 17 years. I'm just too ornery to do anything else.
And you get a lot for your money, folks, not just the headlines you might see in your local papers or magazines, but you've also got the audio content, for instance, our program, IT and the D, as
yep.
well. And M-Squared TechCast is a program that Mike records along with Matt Rausch on Mondays on the Podcast Detroit Network. Mike, thanks so much for being with us, sir. Have yourself a great week.
You too, Foster. Have a great one. Talk to you later.
All right. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a bad wabbit, the Waskly Wabbit.